Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, July 24th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. CBOE plans to cease Japanese equities operations. CBOE Global Markets has announced its decision to wind down its Japanese equities business, including the operations of its CBOE Japan proprietary trading system and CBOBIDS Japan block trading platform. The suspension of operations is expected on August 29, 2025, with formal closure subject to consultation with regulators. This move aligns with CBOE's strategy to focus resources on opportunities with the best returns for shareholders, considering evolving business conditions. CEO Craig Donohue stated that despite exiting the Japanese equities business, CBOE remains committed to serving Japan's financial community with global derivatives and data capabilities. The company anticipates minimal impact on revenue growth in 2025, with adjusted expense savings estimated between $2 million to $4 million this year and $10 million to $12 million annually. More details will be provided during the second quarter 2025 earnings call on August 1, 2025. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.